Good evening, all of you. Yeah, greetings in the name of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. As part of our brief devotion, today we will be meditating on unthankfulness. All these weeks, right, we were meditating on other respectable sins like malignity of sin, ungodliness, anxiety and frustration, and discontentment. Today, Lord willing, we'll be meditating on unthankfulness. Let's have a word of prayer and then we'll meditate. Our Father in heaven, we come to your presence, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving this blessed time, Lord, to come to your presence with the like-minded believers. Lord, I'm not worthy, Father, to stand here. I'm like dust and ashes, Father. Lord, I'm not qualified, Father. Lord, you keep your words and thoughts in my mind and in my mouth, Father. You speak, Father. You strengthen the church that you purchased with the precious blood, Father. Thank you, Lord. You strengthen them, admonish them. I ask all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Respectable sins means these are all very lightweight. We tolerate and then we invite them into our hearts. Unknowingly, right, they settle in our hearts. So still they are sins. So like ungodliness means already brothers, right, earlier brothers, they covered not having any thought in our mind about God, or partly having thought about God, or not having thought at all. These are all just part of ungodliness. Also, we saw anxiety and frustration. When Bible commands us not to be anxious, right, still, right, we take into our mind and then we'll be very anxious for everything in our busy lives, right? And then discontentment, when God says, I will give you everything, right, still we work on our own and then we have our different priorities, and we see our luxuries, comforts, all those things. But today, as part of respectable sins, right, we'll be covering unthankfulness. So part of this, right, a brief meditation, will be covering what is unthankfulness and why it is sin, possible reasons why we are unthankful to God, why we should thank Lord always, what Bible says about it, objects of thanksgiving, biblical examples of thanksgiving, dealing unthankfulness in our lives, and conclusion and summary. What is unthankfulness and why it is sin? It's very straightforward. It's nothing is complex in that to understand what is unthankfulness. Unthankfulness is nothing but not giving thanks to God for his manifold, means various blessings and gifts, right, he has given us in our lives. But most of the times, right, we take them as granted, not giving thanks to Lord at all. And then it's a direct violation, breaking up the law. Bible says very strictly, in everything give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says. But directly we break it. And we never give thanks for all the things. We give thanks, whatever good, right? But not everything. But Bible very clearly says, in everything we have to give. And also that is the will of God. So not following the will of God. And then as uncle very beginning, right, in the first session itself mentioned, sin is nothing but lawlessness, nothing but breaking of the law, not obeying the law, not showing the humbleness of the law. Psalm 91 very clearly it says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. We know giving thanks to Lord, right, is a good thing. But as per 4:17 James, right, book of James, therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. We know giving thanks to Lord, right, it is a good thing. But right, not giving thanks, right, not doing that good thing, there is no doubt that is sin as per James 4:17. So now we know what is unthankfulness in our lives and why Bible it is saying as sin. Possible reasons why we will not give thanks to God always means not knowing to recognize the sovereignty of God. He is God. No doubt, he is the creator of the universe. He is the Lord of heaven and earth. But still, right, without his knowledge, without his permission, right, nothing happens. Even today, I am breathing means my breathing or inhaling everything, right, Everything is under his sovereignty, under his control. Without him, without his knowledge, nothing. But sometimes, right, we forget about that sovereignty of God, and then we will not give thanks. And then not knowing the eternal power of God and divine protection. I came from Mekinic to here all the way. Now, I really don't know whether I will be reaching here or not. But God's divine protection, angelic protection, right, I could see here. So without his protection, right, I never reached ELBC today. So then we have to acknowledge his eternal power and divine protection there itself. So there itself, right, after reaching, whether we are giving thanks to him or not, that is up to us. Not knowing how much we are dependent on God. As I mentioned, right, I'm breathing here now means that is purely by God's grace. That much I depend on. Every moment, right, I'm depending on him. But how much we are recognizing his significance, right, that is once again up to us. Not knowing the big picture, not looking for the heavenly things. When we know our eternal destiny, right, tomorrow we are going to be with him, always in his presence. But we, most of the times, we forget about the big picture. Though we know, but still, right, thinking for the temporal things and thinking for the next thing, what will happen, next minute, what is going to happen in my life. Like that, all those things, we think about that, and then completely, right, we forget the big picture. And then busy, 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 busy. I really don't know that is with busy or without business. So that also, right, it makes us to make everything, right, we take them as granted. That's why you are missing a point, and we have our different priorities apart from God. Why we should thank Lord always, what Bible says about it. Primarily, right, very last week uncle also telling Colossians 1:13, right, it emphasizes he has delivered us from the power of darkness. Yes, we were part of the sinful world, and we are under the authority of the person of the world. But now our kingdom has completely changed. When I came here second time 2011, when my visa granted, right, I was very thankful to the authorities of United States, especially USCIS, saying that my H-1 visa got sanctioned like that. I was very thankful to them because United States is very powerful in the country, and everybody, right, they long to come over here. But more than United States, right, our kingdom, we are part of the kingdom where love, righteousness, joy is part of it. So God, right, by his grace, by his mercies, he has transferred from the power of darkness to United States. It's the ultimate blessing. Apart from that wonderful blessing, right, nothing else is required. We think that the kingdom is different, but Bible very clearly says in Romans, right, kingdom of God is nothing but not only, it's not eating and drinking, it's righteousness, joy, and peace. We are part of that kingdom of righteousness, whose complete authority is our God, our Lord Jesus Christ. And then, once again, right, we should thank always because our names are part of Book of Life. So that also we should keep always, because it's a prestigious thing to be part of that kingdom. When we come to know we are part of that kingdom, right, very in a boastful way, right, we can say that, yes, I'm part of that Jesus kingdom. So by remembering all those things, right, we can thank the Lord always. Okay, what Bible says about this giving thanks to Lord always means 1 Thessalonians 5:16, Ephesians 5:20, right, it emphasizes very clearly, especially 18th verse, right, it tells in everything give thanks, in everything, and 5:20, right, for all the things, not only in everything, for all the things we should give thanks. So that is the will of God. So since Bible is saying that is ultimate authority, because that is endorsed by God, right, that's it, we have to give him thanks always. And then attitude of gratitude. In Bible, right, in New Testament, there is a story about 10 lepers. 10 lepers, they're basically lepers, we know, as per Old Testaments, right, they're outcast people and they live outside of the city or town. But here, right, in Luke 17 chapter, from 11 through 19, when these lepers, we all know about the story. When these lepers, right, when they come to Jesus, they stand afar off. They stand afar off. They stand afar off because they are lepers, afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, have mercy upon us. They're not nearer to us because they are lepers. They cannot come to Jesus there. So that's why they're shouting, shouting, lifted up their voices and asking for the mercy of Jesus. So Jesus, right, he is instructing them to go and show to priest. So all these lepers, right, they were on the way to priest. So they got cleansed. When they got cleansed, right, one of the lepers, he was Samaritan, came back and he's glorifying the God with a loud voice. Whatever the pitch, whatever the voice he used, right, he lifted up their voice. Same kind of pitch he is using and glorifying the God, because he got healed physically. So the result is 16th verse, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. Is literally, right, it's a heartfelt thanks. It's a not manufactured thanks. So he was literally, because he got physically healed. And then 17th verse, asking Jesus, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? Remember, he is out of 10, right? He's Samaritan. We know how Jews, they treat Samaritans and Samaritans. We know about the Samaritan woman and all. So here, right, Jesus literally asking, where were the 9 people? You alone got cleansed and coming back to give glory to God. So Jesus is expecting something from those 9 people. I really don't know. Bible did not tell whether Jews or not, those 9 people. But we know one person is Samaritan. And then the result of giving thanks is 19th verse. It says, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Some of the translations like ESV and NLT, right, they says, your faith has made you whole. Whole means we are physical body. It's nothing but we have body, spirit, soul, these three, right? When we have those three, everyone will have that or whole. So not only physical healing, as per Jesus, right? Jesus' words are final authority, that's it. So as per Jesus, right, even he got spiritual healing here. He got saved. What the 9 people, 9 lepers, they lost is they got the physical healing, but unfortunately they lost the spiritual healing. I don't know whether they're part of the heaven or not. Later, if they believe means they will go to heaven, otherwise you know what happens. But now here, the assurance for this Samaritan, right, he's physically healed and spiritually healed. So the result of giving heartfelt thanks to God is a blessing. If we are not giving thanks to God, right, that is tragedy. As per Romans 1:21, it says, right, though knowing the God and not giving glory to God, not thanking him, right, we know how he gives up to the wrath. But always giving thanks to God is blessing. And then the objects of thanksgiving. So there are so many objects here, because God has delivered us from deliverance. For that also we can give thanks, mercies, because every day, today we are alive. God added one more day in our life, means that is purely God's mercies. And then we got spiritual blessings, material blessings. We have everything here because we are part of the United States and God blessed us. We have material blessings, divine protection, health, good fellowship. But those are all very positive things. What about if my health is not feeling well? Am I giving thanks to God? Because Bible very clearly says, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, right? In everything, some translations it says, in every circumstances. Okay, here, are we giving thanks in the pandemic times, or if things are not favorable, are we giving thanks? Because Bible says very clearly we have to give thanks. For suppose, example, Joseph, right? 45 Genesis 45:7 says, and God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth and to save your lives from a great deliverance. These words, right, Joseph is talking with his brothers, 11 brothers. 11, what he is saying, right, you people did not send me to Egypt. God sent me ahead of you because to deliver you from that famine situations. So God having complete different picture. As he is executing his divine plan, right, we have to honor Romans 8:28. All these things, whatever happens in our lives, right, that is for goodness sake only. So Bible very clearly says, that's why we have to honor him. Bible very clearly one more time says, is Emmanuel. Emmanuel means Jesus is with us. God is with us. When we have with him, irrespective of the situation, irrespective of our health condition, whether we lose job or whatever it is, whether we are not in a position to pay our mortgages, whatever the situation, right? We should depend on him and we should realize that he is with us always. So when we know that one, right, no doubt we give thanks to him. And then why God allows this kind of sometimes, right, afflictions and all. Bible once again, Psalms, it says, righteous shall have many afflictions. The reason why, right, I'm just giving a quote in the gym here. In gym, right, if you go every equipment there, right, that is for our, to build the muscle only. whatever the equipment you take, right? So whatever the trials or tribulations we get, right, in Christian life, that is for our growth, spiritual growth. Because when you build, when you do the dumbbell or whatever, right, it builds a strain on your muscle that strengthens you. When we have the afflictions, nobody expects that. Nobody pray for it. But when we have afflictions, right, we really depend on Him always, right? We seek for God. God help me, be with me, do favorable things like that. Kind of the personal relationship, right, it really develops, and no doubt that is good for spiritual growth. But always, are we going to get those trials? Means no. James 1:2, it says, count it all joy when you get these trials, right? They're just seasonal, just for a moment. So we have to think about that. We don't know whether we live here 70 or 80 or 90, it is God's grace. But whatever the life we live, right, we have to live for Him. And then the Old Testament, the way of Old Testament thanksgiving, right, it's fully material based. They give Leviticus 7:12 says, right, unleavened cakes mixed with oil, unleavened wafers anointed with oil, cakes, all these material way of giving thanks. They do thanksgiving offering, right, part of the peace offering and all. But in the New Testament, right, that is completely different picture here. So Bible, Hebrews 13:15 says, fruit of lips. Hebrews 13:15, right, by Him, let us offer the sacrifice of praise unto God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Continuously, right, giving praise, sacrifice of praise to Him, right? That is nothing but act of thanksgiving. And then the another way of giving thanks to our Lord is prayers. Philippians 4:6 says, supplicate by prayers, right? We can bring all our supplications with thanksgiving. So that is one more mode of giving thanksgiving to our Lord. And then more importantly, apart from fruit of lips and prayers, right, our bodies. Romans 12:1, it says, it clearly says, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice. It very clearly says, why God is Roman author of Romans, he is asking us to present our bodies. Why not something else? Means we know God, right, prepared a body for Jesus Christ, because to come out to this world and to die for us and to redeem us and to sanctify us. We all know that. But when He given His body to us, why not we? We supposed to give our bodies. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20 says that this body He purchased with the precious blood. This is not our own. I would like to tell one good story here about D.L. Moody. D.L. Moody, right, once he was traveling in a local transportation, the co-travelers, right, they were free and asked D.L. Moody, we are playing cards. Cards means it's a game, bridge, game called bridge. When they were playing, right, they asked him, why don't you join with us? We have so much time. Please join with us like that. They asked D.L. Moody. We know he is party. He lived in Shirakunal, right? D.L. Moody immediately replied, I do not have hands to play cards with you. And then immediately one more fellow traveler, right, he was asking, hey, are you joking? You have hands, everything I'm seeing, right? Are you kidding me like that? Immediately he said, D.L. Moody, yes, I have hands. Those hands are not mine. I given those hands to Jesus long back. Because He purchased us, God, right, with His precious blood. So whatever we are not our own. That if we remember, we have living God, Holy Spirit God is living in us, dwelling in us. That if we remember, right, no doubt, we present our bodies as a holy, acceptable to God. And then biblical examples about Paul, right, especially we are referring 1 Thessalonians 5:18 and Ephesians 5:20, right? Whatever he written to Thessalonian church or Ephesians church, right, he literally followed. He did not simply talk about that, or he simply did not written in his epistles. He literally followed. That's the reason he was telling you also, you people also, as believers, right, give thanks to Lord always. 1 Thessalonians 1:2, and then 1 Thessalonians in the beginning of the same chapter, right? So he's giving thanks to God always for the Thessalonian church believers. And then even the 1 Corinthians 1:41, right, is thanking God always. He's doing and he's asking all the believers of Thessalonians and Corinthians, right, to do the same thing. That he's the only person after Jesus Christ, right, saying, imitate me as I imitate Christ. So there is a reason we need to follow him after Jesus. And then the best example is Jesus. The way how he given thanks to Lord Father, right, we can see all those things here. In these verses, Matthew 15:36, while distributing the 7 loaves and fish, right, He literally given thanks to Father, and then he requested disciples to distribute those 7 loaves. And then John 11:41, right? Then he took away this is the incident of Lazarus. There also, right? He's giving, he's glorifying Father. He's asking, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And then in Mark 14:22, right? This is when he instituted the Lord's Supper, right? He's saying, take, eat, this is my body. And then he took the cup. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. So this is one thing really touched me, because he knows in the next few hours, right, he's going to crucify. He's going to offer his body. Still, right, he's giving thanks. This is the circumstance. When we know we are going to face trials, right, we have to follow the example of Jesus. And then everything, whatever he did, right, we are supposed to follow him, because we are called Jesus followers, Christians. And then how we know this unthankfulness is sin, right? How we have to handle it means we have to look on to Jesus, Hebrews 12:1, because he is the author of faith and finisher of our faith. Why we should look on to Jesus means he is a perfect example. He followed, and then asking us to, Mark 1:17 also it says, follow me, I will make you fishers of men, with the disciples. Since we are also disciples, right, we are supposed to follow his footsteps. And then 1 Thessalonians 5:20, the greatest privilege, right? The Holy Spirit God is dwelling in us. So he says, he literally, right, he guides us. He, when he tells, right, we have to show that humbleness. If we quench the Holy Spirit God, right, that is not good. When we hear him, right, we will be in the right path. And then clear conscience. Paul, most of the things, right, he mentions in Acts 23 and all, I strived for the clear conscience like that. So many verses, Paul, right, how he kept his conscience, right, very clear. Acts 24:16, Corinthians 1:12, and then 2 Timothy 1:3. All these things, right, how Paul, right, he kept his conscience, we can see. I just want to give an illustration about how we have to keep our conscience clear means. This is the ice cubes in a cup of water. Normally, the physical property of ice cubes, right, they float because of its density. Because of its density, right, having a less density, ice floats, they float on the surface of the water. If you see here, right, only we can see the part of that, but there is a, if you downside, right, there is a big chunk here. Only we see this one. So this is nothing but consciousness. As and when we come to know the consciousness, right, we have to go and ask. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, right, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What happens if you cut off this particular top portion, right? Again, the bottom one will come up. So that is the way. Whenever we come to know something, the Holy Spirit God convicts us, this is wrong or sin, right? Immediately we have to go to his feet and confess. So that is the way to how, this is an example of Paul. And then conclusion is unthankfulness is sin. It's like a little cancer. Nobody will leave cancerous cells in our body. Immediately they go to physician. Our great physician is our Lord Jesus Christ. We have to go to him and ask him. And then learning from him, Matthew 11:28-29, right? His yoke is very light. So we have to learn all the things, whatever the life he lived on the planet 2000 years back, we have to learn from him by knowing him, by following him. 1 Peter 2:21, he came to this world to suffer and to be an example, to follow the footsteps. Clearly, we have to follow his steps. As long as we do all these things, right, learning from him and following him, that is the perfect remedy for this untangling. And then love, the final prayer is, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. This is the psalmist prayer. So if something is wrong in our heart, right, because he knows how we are thinking, because when thought comes to our mind, right, he knows. So we have to ask God to search our hearts if something is wrong, right. Lord, let us know that wicked way and lead us into the right way, in the way of everlasting. All glory to God, and may his name be glorified. Amen.